William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Secret of the Irish Castle by Santa Montefiore, performed by Genevieve Swallow.
Maggie O'Leary. Some said she was born on the Feast of Hauna, when the people of Ballinakelly celebrated the harvest with a feast. But others said she was born after sunset and before dawn, when the malevolent pookas, banshees and fairies joined the spirits of the dead to roam freely among the living during the hours of darkness. Whichever the case, the reality was that Maggie O'Leary came into the world on the first day of November 1640, when a dense mist gathered in the valleys and a light drizzle dampened the air and the wind smelt of heather and grass and brine. There was a restlessness about the O'Leary farm that night. The cows mooed and stamped their hooves, and the horses snorted agitatedly and tossed their manes. Inky black crows gathered on the roof of the farmhouse, where Orla Nilleary paced her bedroom with her hands on the small of her back, anticipating the impending arrival of her sixth child with more than the usual apprehension. She was as restless as the animals, moaning and suffering with the extent of her labour, for the first five children had arrived easily and in haste. Every now and then, she glanced out of the window, searching for the flush of dawn in the eastern sky. She hoped her baby would hold on until All Saints' Day and not arrive during these dark and haunted hours. Not far away, Orla's children were enjoying the feast with the rest of the community in a large barn in the heart of